The internet should remain open and accessible at all times. It should provide a course for communication and access to information while maintaining security, law, and order within a community, especially during periods of political instability. Content on the internet should be verified, and there should be more checks to curb the spread of misinformation and fake news that risk sparking public outrage and lead to violence. 2020 was a hard year and a special year for the internet. It really tested the powers of the internet. Was it strong enough? Was it powerful enough? Was it resourceful enough? As the world watched life as we knew it change drastically over a few months, we needed to find this thing, this resource that will be the answer to numerous challenges faced in various communities. In 2020, we learned so many important lessons on what the internet is and could be. We saw firsthand how the ability to be connected to an open and free internet can have an immense impact on a population. For example, in October 2020, we saw how the Nigerian young people took to social media to seek for help for the steadily deteriorating state of our country, #NSAS. This was both a beautiful and a sad thing to see. For starters, it showed how connectivity was able to create a platform for activists to spread their message. It created unity. It was beautiful to see how different stakeholders from various sectors with different skill sets came together to make their voices heard. Suddenly, what started as an online hashtag turned into a full-scale protest to address instances for police brutality, citizen oppression, and poor governance in the country. Honestly, it was beautiful. The Nigerian people had a message to pass across to the world, and they leveraged the internet to amplify their voices. The network and digital technology as a whole was able to be that resource to fuel collaborations, create networks, and carry out campaigns to create social change. When it got really dark really quick was when the same network was also used to spread misinformation, fake news, and other negative things that turned peaceful protests into riots, which eventually led to the loss of lives and properties. Honestly, it was horrifying. I never thought overdose on social media was a thing until then. It was so easy to get triggered mentally when you see fake news and misinformation spreading, and you're not even sure how to curb it without putting yourself out there or turning yourself into a target as well. The issue of trust online became a very sensitive topic. How do you trust media, picture, videos that were not made by you personally? How do you verify the authenticity of shared online content in order to know what to believe or not? More especially, how do you protect yourself online so that your digital footprint is not used to track your movements? Because this was done to people who were part of the protest. What private sector organizations can you trust 100% to protect your personal data and information from the hands of dictator governments? These are questions that all came up. Is the internet really safe? Can it be made more safe? Who holds the power? Who has the control? The questions were endless. But ultimately, as the father of the internet says, the internet is a science experiment that has just not ended. We need to hold on to the limitless potentials of the network and always explore ways to make it better and safer. The network continues to grow rapidly. It is not just about getting access or connectivity. It is a very powerful tool where everyone participates as equals online on many of the platforms. Therefore, digital citizens must always be protected and safe online.